Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Greggers! First in the chats!
I think it's his first time in number one
no,
slot.
No, no, no. Oh, he used to be the guy back in the day.
Oh.
He was the guy. He was the one slanging the meat stick in the old chat room on RPR. And then a guy named Ruben Schneider came along, knocked him off his perch.
Yep.
Today, Kreggers has reclaimed his throne. Welcome to Ross Patterson Revolution. We're live on YouTube right now. Probably get rated in about 15 minutes. Not talking about that today. Going to save that for Drinking Bros, which will be a fun goddamn show this afternoon.
So will
really
this
looking
one.
Forward to it. No, both.
We're going into other stuff.
Both, but for two different reasons. Today, we've got a drunk celebrity.
Yes.
Who backed into not one, but 2 houses.
Right.
And then completely burned someone's house to the ground with her inside of it,
mm-hmm.
which is fun.
Sure.
That's a fun thing.
Sure.
You do a podcast, you start doing shots of vodka, chasing it with wine, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I'm going to drive home. I got it.
I need to fact check that really quick.
Oh, it's been fact checked.
So that podcast was taken down because it was recorded 3 days before.
Uh-huh.
So.
TMZ is saying otherwise as of this morning. So we'll see. Also, the police did get a warrant in there for Miss Heche. We're talking about Anne Heche, by the way.
Yes.
Classic Heche.
Classic Heche. A couple of our younger producers. They're all young. What am I fucking talking about?
They're not that young.
Well,
you
younger.
Don't know who Anne Heche is? That's
yeah.
crazy to me.
A couple of them were like, Anne Heche, who? So we went through the catalog, the IMDb. It is true she never had a huge hit, right?
Whoa.
Bob,
whoa,
I mean.
That
no,
is not true.
No. What? What are you saying?
Let's go through the
What's
IMDb
her biggest,
right
what
now.
Do you think her
what
biggest
do you think
movie
her
is?
Biggest is?
Movie-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude.
You're going to be under fucking whelmed by her IMDb.
I think it's more just her, like her relationships and her antics, and she's always on a red carpet and stuff like this. But I think her actual body of work
is pretty whatever.
No, I mean, I'm Hung comes to mind first.
Okay.
But also, what was it? Return to Paradise, where she was stuck in the jail cell.
That was the one that I said
Same,
was my
that
favorite.
That movie was fucking intense. Dude,
yeah.
With Claire Danes.
Oh, no, that wasn't.
Was it the same one?
No.
Or was that the one with Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn
Yeah.
And a Joaquin.
Oh, shit. When they walk Joaquin out and he fucking offs him, they kill him.
Bro.
Intense.
Intense, dude.
Her intense.
Yeah.
Was she nominated for that?
I don't.
She's so goddamn good. I don't know.
Bob would know. He's the Haitian head.
Yeah,
he loves Haitian.
He goes down to Haight Street.
Yeah, you know,
Haitian at.
he is head of the fan club. The Haitian heads.
I'm a Haitian.
Yeah, I'm a Haitian. So was she nominated ever?
Hung is the big one for me recently, where that was, I guess, like 10 years ago at this point. Mm-hmm. But we used to watch the shit out of that. Thomas Jane and Alana Ubach and all those guys.
Sure.
Like, she has one primetime Emmy nomination.
Okay, for?
For a TV miniseries or movie, Gracie's Choice, 2004.
Ah, shit. All right. Yeah. Ally McBeal. She was in Everwood. She was in.
Okay, so she was kind of just like in a lot of different
Psycho
things.
She was a lead in Psycho.
Did Psycho do well?
The Psycho remake that everyone hates.
Did not do well.
Didn't do well.
But that's a big role. It's a big boy role.
Reunited like, with right, Vince great. Vaughn, though, right? Or no?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 6 days, seven nights. Wag the Dog. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Donnie Brasco. I mean,
these are all like B and C tier movies.
Donnie Brasco?
Yeah. That is like the 10th most popular mobster movie of the 90s.
Boy, dude. Walking and Talking, The Juror. God, I mean, there's a ton
The Rural
of...
Juror.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Donnie Brasco, you're going to shit on Donnie Brasco, huh?
No, we're not going to shit on it. I just think it kind of gained notoriety later, possibly not in... at the time, right? I mean,
it's a good movie, but it's just like, A, she's like the fourth lead, and B, it's like, again, like a B-tier 90s mobster movie. It is not Casino, it's not Goodfellas, go on and on. Like, I mean, like, it's just not, it, like, if this is her pinnacle, if this is her peak, it's an unimpressive IMDb to me.
I mean, it's, and it was nominated for an Academy Award, but...
Now listen.
Those are easy, right?
Now listen, for Bob, yeah.
But apparently.
Mm-hmm. But... I think her antics and her, I don't know if we would be, I think the point he's trying to make is I don't think we would be talking about Anne Heche unless, other than her antics that keep her in, I'm not going to say being with Ellen DeGeneres is an antic, but it was something that people were talking about at the time. Then it was like going into that guy's house naked, talking about aliens, back up on the, you know, we're back talking about Heche again now. You know, double car crash in flames in a coma. Now we're talking about her again. So I think that's really the point is like, would we be talking about Anne Heche besides her antics and her just fun personality seems like?
Well, for me, she's one of those people like Ezra Miller, which we'll get to in a second, where would we really be talking about him if it weren't his antics? Probably not. He's just not that memorable of a dude.
Sure.
But she's also one of these ones where she's just consistently worked for 30 years in series that not a lot of people have. Like, I don't watch Chicago PD, all right?
Right.
But she's been on a million episodes of that. I don't watch Quantico. I don't watch The Brave. Like, shit like that doesn't get my dick hard. Mm-hmm. But the rest of America watches this shit. Mm-hmm. Aftermath, Dig. Legend of Korra, the Michael J. Fox show. Like,
yeah, but there's a ton of work.
Save Me.
There's a ton of working. She's more, her fame exceeds her actual like body of work.
Yeah, like yeah, but she's more famous as a person.
Sure, but there's a lot of people like that. Like that Cara DeVangeline or however the fuck you pronounce
Delevingne.
It.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't name one thing she's been. I know she's been in a lot of shit, but she's been in a lot of shit. With Anne Heche, though, she's been in shit that I've liked. Like,
okay.
I love Donnie Brasco.
Okay.
I love the fucking Vince Vaughn movie. I wasn't not a fan of Psycho, but whatever, man.
I mean,
getting the lead in Psycho is pretty goddamn difficult.
Right.
So, yeah. Either way, getting bombed and then backing into a couple houses, probably not the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely wouldn't give her any hard AF seltzers at that point. My God, man.
No, I don't know who was downing vodka and chasing it with wine with Anne Heche, but
it was her co-host
Heather Duffy. No, yeah. I don't think it was her podcast. I think she was a guest, right? She was a guest on a podcast and they were downing.
I'm not sure. I heard it was hers. I heard it was her show. And to be honest, I checked it out after this whole thing happened. It's not bad. Like the podcast isn't bad either.
Okay.
I was relatively surprised. I was like, oh, all right, shit. Way to go, Heche. Way to Heche it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But with her being burned to the ground, essentially, she's in critical condition now. They were able to get a warrant for a test, a drug test and alcohol test, which I'm surprised at. Typically, when you're a burn vic like that, they put you in a coma and that's it. I don't know the procedures behind.
So they took her blood.
Okay.
And then they're saying they're not going to get the results of that back for a while. Mm-hmm. So they didn't like do a breathalyzer or anything like that, but they took her blood at the scene.
Got it. Okay.
And so they're not saying they're not like releasing or testing that right now, but it will come out.
She might not live. Like there's a good shot she might not live anyway. So who knows? The odd thing to me, too, was she was living in an apartment. So on this podcast that they were talking about, she was describing an incident at her apartment. I was surprised she lived in an apartment.
Right.
I also know the mental struggles she's been through. Because, again, she showed up at that dude's house and showered and then was just sitting on the couch in a bathrobe.
Yeah.
Asking homeboy to Netflix and chill. And he said no to that, which is shocking. You don't really do that. If you got a crazy haysh over.
Right.
You ride that party out until it's over.
If you have to call the police,
you have to call the police. Like, who cares? It's not like it was some rich dude in a mansion. It was somebody in an apartment, like a stranger, just a rando.
Yeah.
Chilling out. And then Hayes shows up, buck naked in your shower. And you're like, man, that's a fun story for your buddies.
Yeah.
You know, what'd you do last night? Man, weirdest thing. I got home and Hayes was taking a shower at my house. She gets out, puts on my bathrobe. And then ask if I want to watch a movie in my own house. The answer is yes to all of that. Like, if you're looking for a one-way ticket to Crazy Town, USA, that's the best one you can find right there.
Right.
I'm surprised homeboy turned that down and called the police. Now, in Haish's case, multiple people were calling the police for this incident when she backed into a house along the way. I mean, there's numerous calls, videos. She even got stuck backing into somebody's house, and somebody got a clean pic of that.
Because they were like, ma'am, can we? And then she was just like, yeah, fuck you, and like drove away.
Yeah.
And then continued to crash into things, ending in a fiery. Yeah, that fiery picture crash. That picture of her like looking right there is from the first people that were like, what, are you good? Like. And she was just like, see ya. And they are saying right now that, that Duffy, her co-host and her were not together on Friday. And again, like a lot of people don't know how podcasts work, but like very few of them film and drop same day or live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sorry that people don't get that because podcasts are still very... very unknown media.
I literally just got off a call about that too, where I was just like trying to explain podcasts to people.
So to me, like, it's funny that people are just like, we just saw her on the podcast. It's like, well,
yeah.
In order to edit that and like put it out, you definitely have to usually record a day before. Sure. So it is, it was recorded a couple days before. That was just reported
today,
a half an hour ago.
Yeah.
No. I watched a baseball game last night and Jackie Robinson was playing in it.
Oh, was he good?
Yeah. It was on MLB Network. Yeah. And so he's alive.
And then he died right out. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's he died today, I think.
This podcast, if people are fucking drinking seltzers and then crashing into stuff.
Right.
It's because of us, right? But most podcasts film before, edit, and then release.
Yeah.
Most.
Yeah.
We're very rare and amazing and awesome. Yeah. But not every podcast is, right?
I have my buddy Amrish. She was texting me earlier. It was like, hey, how did you get Jack Osborne on? Did you pay an appearance fee? And I was like, how many fucking listeners that is? People are lucky to get on. Jack's a friend in real life, so it really doesn't matter. But I'm like, there was a Wall Street Journal article about people paying to get on podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you might want to look at those numbers over there. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Some shows are going for $250. I'm not going to say which ones, but it's $250
to be on.
Oh, correct.
Yeah,
correct.
I mean, the amount of money we had to pay Jesse to go on Softcore History.
I mean,
I know. You'd back up the truck.
We will not release that number. You guys won't. Will not release the number
for tax purposes. We will not release that.
Really, all you needed to say was you can have a break from your three children. And I, you know that gif of like Forrest Gump running around the corner?
Yeah. That's it.
That was me.
Yeah.
It's the only breaks I have. It's
sure.
Like doing podcasts, pretty much that's it.
That's kind of it.
That's it. And it's one of my most favorite things to do. So I don't mind. If that's my only downtime, I'm fucking fine with it.
And if any show ever asks at bedtime for children again, they will be immediately fired. You know what I'm saying? We got to do that before the kids go down, you know?
Well, I'll decide when I'm going to do stuff.
No,
but yeah.
Jesse, we control you now. You're in Texas. We control your body. We control everything. And that's what it is. So,
yeah.
But people don't know that you have children, I think.
Oh, they know.
No. You get invited to do a lot of late night shit. I'm like,
oh yeah.
What fucking world do you live in, dude? We have a newborn.
I know.
Got to be asleep by 8 o'clock. Like, what world?
I think because they're like, Ross must just like hold the baby and
everything. 2 months, they don't want anything to do with dad. It's mom. And then it switches at like 3 or 4 years old. And then
right.
Mom's a loser.
Yeah.
And that happens.
Yeah. So I only have really one kid that still likes me. And then you take the other ones. So I really only just have one kid.
Yeah.
Like if you really break it down. But yeah, I think that's a real testament to how amazing I am, you know?
The
people
sure.
are like, look, you can still do like late night podcasts, right? Like,
Yeah. You're fine, right?
No, but like it makes me feel like, oh, okay, cool. Like they think I'm still cool.
Right.
As opposed to like, oh, we're just not inviting her because she has 3 kids and she's a fucking loser now, which people do. Like there are people that do not invite me to shit because they're just like, eh.
Yeah, but
she's lame.
There was another girl who invited you and another woman who had just had a baby a couple weeks before you to something.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you guys were like, what the f-? And she was single. Has no idea.
We wanted to so bad, but it's like, I can't make plans 2 weeks in advance. Like something will always get fucked up. A kid will be sick or whatever. Like the plans that I have to do are like, hey, are you down to have a drink right now? Because I have, you know, like either kids are in bed or I have someone watching them. I have an extra hour. Like that's impromptu plans are the only ones that I can really do right now, which is just like, cool. I've got a couple hours. Want to hang, right?
Yeah.
I can't plan stuff in advance. I can't make it to the thing or whatever. So it is hard for people that don't have kids and or
a life.
A husband?
Yeah.
No, they have a life, believe me.
Do they?
Yes.
I don't know that they do.
They really do.
Not
and I'm envy.
You get past 35 and you don't have kids, I don't fucking trust you as a human being. I really don't.
I'm not past 35.
Oh,
you're getting close.
I'm not even remotely close.
I don't trust it. I don't trust it whatsoever. Holloway, my co-host on Drinker Bros, is the only person I would trust at that age because he's on the lookout and he's looking for death. You know what I'm saying? But every other normal person past the age of 35, if they don't have kids, they got something fucked up with them. Women included, where you're just like, all right, sweet. That one's going to be an activist. You can already tell. Oh, that girl? Yeah, she's going to be a fucking activist. She's going to put color in her hair. It's going to be a blue, a purple, or a pink, because you got to have that rebellion. And then they're going to fight for some animal rights group that doesn't exist in America. So it'll usually be like giraffes or hippos or some other group from a foreign country that you start to take up as your own, where it's like, I don't trust you to do jack shit.
There's people in the chat that are really,
that are
you
what?
Know, that are feel attacked.
Oh, why?
Friend of ours, Beth.
What
Beth
about Beth?
And Greg.
Beth and Greg, yeah. Well, Beth and Greg are I'll say this, Beth and Greg are the only happy couple that is normal that I've met at that age.
Do you want to know why they're happy?
Why is that?
They don't have fucking kids.
They don't have kids, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But
they're going to be together forever. They have the time of their lives.
Great. This is a great point. Can you name another couple, though?
That.
Not you, Dan. You've got one. Don't look at me. You've got a child in the house.
And
yes,
don't
you
act
do.
Like you're happy. None of us are.
my aunt and uncle are in their 60s and don't have children.
How are they?
They're great.
They're great. They're living the dream.
They're the most successful aunt and uncles mm-hmm. of my family.
Okay. Yeah.
Does anything sound better right now? Whew.
No. And I'll tell you why. I think for me personally, I think the only thing that's even like I'm alive for is the children at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Because otherwise, I've kind of done it all and it's like go out in a blaze of glory.
Well, I think it's because the doses that you get the children at. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
The little bit of the kiss before, just the night boys, right? Love it, right? They're just about to go to sleep, you know,
no,
weekend.
I enjoy hanging
stuff.
Out with them, going to, you know, coaching all their teams, going to the movies, doing all the stuff with them. I enjoy
the fun
it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy,
yeah,
but I enjoy
I would
it.
Too if that's all I got to do.
I enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love it too.
Yeah. You
yeah.
Would.
Yeah. I love doing just the fun stuff with them. Do you? Do you? Great. But anyways.
I take them to school, damn it.
No, it's just normal dad stuff. That's like, it's a normal dad thing.
Yeah.
That's why moms resent and ultimately divorce their kids' father, because the resentment of just like all you get is the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And like I'm sitting there slaving with them all day and then dad comes in, daddy,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Enough of that, enough years of that. It all fucking disintegrates, right? No, but
You know what it's like when we go out and you meet people who don't have kids and you're like, oh, we'll probably never hang out. I'll never see you again.
Right, but I mean, yeah, but only because of schedules don't permit.
Don't
not because
yeah.
I don't like them and envy their life.
Same,
and think that maybe they're doing it right.
Up. If but kids can't play together yeah. and adults can't fuck around, then
I know.
You're kind of out of the circle at that
I
point.
I know.
And that's what happens. Yeah. And that's what happens to everybody's friendships, you know?
Yeah, they
like
evolve.
But even my friends from college who don't have children, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, cool. I can't really, what am I supposed to do? Like now you're in the divorcee crowd. Because when you get to 35 plus, and then you're still looking, then it's divorcees at that point for
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, don't send me in any more of these pictures.
Not your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of my friends.
No, they're still in college age.
One is.
Women
yeah,
bracket.
Yeah, yeah. And he has.
So, and by the way, now they're doing it fucking right. They look great.
So.
Little salt and pepper.
They look,
rolling around the college town.
Well, they look good. But
yeah.
The college girls don't really look at you that much. And no, I'm telling you. They're moving out of that group. One of them just got engaged, and it was smart. He hit me up, and it was like, hey, dude. And I was like, hey, musical chairs at that age, friend. Go ahead and grab the last chair. You're going to be on the fucking floor. Real Chicken Canada. I'm pregnant, and I feel the same as Jesse. I have a husband, second baby coming, and I have no life.
Yeah.
But I get Ross's point as well. I don't trust people who don't have kids or their pets are kids. Yeah. I'm a dog dad. Holy
yeah.
fucking shit, dude. Yeah. Nothing makes me feel more uncomfortable than that. Who's our local news anchor? He just broke that, all the Uvalde stories.
He broke the Uvalde stuff.
He broke it nationally, and he gets the credit for it. But they have these fun, flirty commercials here in Austin.
It was during Pride Month.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. So then they had the, like, introducing, whatever his name is, maybe Bob can find it. But
hey, I'm Craig, or whatever his name is. Yeah.
I'm Craig. I'm a dog dad. I'm an Austinite.
Yep.
I'm a weatherman.
And he looks
in
the camera.
And I'm gay.
And I'm
right?
Gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
gay.
And he broke open the Uvalde. I mean, David Muir was quoting him.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
I don't know how he got that story first. He's not the aggressive, hard-hitting reporter you would imagine.
I think he is the only one that's on that beat, kind of like the truth seeker beat of like they kind of investigate actual stories and then do a bigger report on it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not aware.
I hit him up on Twitter and I said, hey, I think you did a really great job with that. I've been on a big kick of that lately because I hate pretty much everyone in this city.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody works hard. There's no work ethic. Nobody really cares about anything. It is LA 2.0 here, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're welcome. At least I can admit it. I don't give a shit. But with that, when I see somebody doing great at their job, and just try this at home. Like, I think it really helps. Twitter in particular is pretty much the easiest way to get to people because it's right there and you're like, oh, shit, I should respond to this. I did it with that guy. And then I heard a woman on Sirius XM who hosts a couple different channels that I kept just kind of gunning through the dial on a long drive. And I was like, I heard this woman on two different things. She's got this real NPR voice, old school radio voice.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew everything about Today's Rock, she was hosting this channel called On the Spec or Spectrum or On the Spectrum. Ooh. Who fucking knows? Yeah. Channel
probably
28
not
on Sirius.
On the Spectrum, but
maybe.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a Netflix show called On the Spectrum?
Yeah, but it was about people on the spectrum.
Oh, got it. Mm-hmm. So it might be just Spectrum.
Love On the Spectrum.
I know it's,
great show.
I know it's 28. I just know the number of it. And I think the other one is 24. And I think that's Classic Walk, Rock Rewind.
Oh,
it's
I thought
a
it was Classic Walk, which was like Asian
sweet.
Songs only.
Yeah. But Classic Rock Rewind, which is a mouthful. And I just hit her up and I said, hey, dude. For real, I think you're one of the very best at your job in all of the United States. And I just wanted to let you know that.
That's great.
Yeah. And like this, she replied back and she was like, dude, I literally can't thank you enough. And then other people kind of piled on afterwards and like, yes, you're fucking awesome. And it was like, I'd like to point out more people like that.
Right.
Who are just great at their fucking job. Because here, no one is.
So you want to start white pilling people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to do the opposite,
honey,
where if somebody is awesome at it, I'm just going to hit you up and say, hey, dude, you're doing an awesome job, and I just want to let you know.
Right.
Because I went to her Twitter, for example, right? And I would say this woman's probably late 50s. It's just a guess. I hope that I'm right. So maybe she's younger. Who knows? I'm not really sure. Not a big Twitter following or anything like that, but God damn it. She's one of the best, like old school DJs I've heard in a very long time. And like, I'm going to start doing that because otherwise I'm going to have a fucking heart attack here in this city where nothing gets done. And I mean, I can't find a fucking plumber, can't find a realtor, can't find anything in this goddamn town whatsoever. Lights, I called 800 people, nothing. Nobody showed up for one of those goddamn appointments. The mail here keeps getting sent back to people. So I apologize for that. I don't know what the goddamn thing is. There was a card in the mailbox that looked like it was from 1933 that they wanted us to fill out of like, is the place vacant?
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like an old timey ghost card. It was like,
oh yes, it's vacant, sir. Mm-hmm. But do you have my hotel room?
Like, mm-hmm. It's super fucking weird to put that in the mailbox. So I'm just going to start giving my home address to ship shit to because I don't know what else to do. Right. But as far as people doing great jobs, I think that's my new kick where I'm like, hey, dude. You're awesome. Can you live here?
Right.
Can we just get you here?
Right.
Because the frustration with it fucking sucks at this point. But hey, sure's probably going down. If she lives through this, to wrap that up,
mm-hmm.
Gajillion-dollar lawsuit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be.
She's already in an apartment.
Yep. But it's going to go against her insurance company. I don't know personally what they can do because she was in the car. So we'll see what happens. Usually you can lay that off on car insurance unless they sue her personally, but I'm not really sure that works.
I think it
inside of a vehicle.
It must be sued personally, right?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
You're under the influence and drive straight into somebody's house and catch it on fire.
Yeah.
I don't know if the insurance company is going to be. I don't know.
Depends on what the toxicology comes back because she could say my foot got caught between the brake and the gas and. Who knows? Who fucking knows what this
is? I was saying that to Bob too. Like, she may not have been drunk. She may have been on a fucking mental hash break, dude.
And the best part about it is that, like, God, this is such a great, like, 90s celebrity throwback, right? There's no politics involved or anything. It's just a crazy person blowing your house up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. A la Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
We talked about that for sure.
Well, you guys talked about that because you don't understand why the guy called the cops, right?
I don't. I still don't to this day. I'll never understand that.
And I think that in that Haish era, for sure.
My God. I want to get
new Haish.
I want to get him on the show and just say, hey, what were you thinking? That would have been the craziest night of sex of your life. What are you thinking?
Right.
Live that out for the week.
Right.
You know?
New Haish, I think, goes to like a little bit more of a depressing level. But
old school. You've got the picture right before she bashed into this house, right? So somebody was able to take a clean shot.
No, look, she's fine.
She still looks great.
She's fine.
No makeup?
She's fine.
No makeup? Hey, she still plays.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Put a little doll makeup on her, good to go. That'd be a fun evening.
Haish is fine. I don't know if she's worth the antics, but you guys tell me.
Hey, we'll find out.
But yeah, I do like that idea. There's no conspiracy. There's no what. It's literally just like the person that has been almost going crazy forever finally went full blown crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Random act of fucking just insanity.
Random act of, we knew this. It'd be like Britney Spears doing something. You're like, yep, we know that was ultimately going to happen. Right. Mm-hmm. It is very old school Hollywood. And I do like it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it a lot. Not as much as the Skeet Davidson, though, going down.
I mean,
I called it on the show. I've been getting hit up a lot. I said, once this is over, that's when we're on the death watch, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, let's get it. Let's go fucking get it.
Did she break up with him?
Yes, she did. She broke up
with him. How do we know?
Because he's already in therapy. So as of about...
He's always been in therapy.
As of about an hour ago... He's in some type of fucking weird therapy. Can you look up the name of this? It was posted online and I was just like, huh? Trauma therapy. That's what they call it.
Well.
Trauma therapy. Which, yes, after losing Kim Kardashian, whew, there's a lot of trauma there. Not just looks-wise and sex-wise, but then also you're leaving the Kardashian family. Oh man, well, I would be in therapy.
All the headlines actually allege that it's not so much from losing Kim as it is, like, literally every headline says Pete Davidson in trauma therapy due to Kanye West's harassment after Kanye West threatening social media posts due to Kanye West's harassment. Those are the top three headlines.
He put one post on Instagram. You can put it on screen there. Skeet Davidson got put on screen. Skeet Davidson dead at the age of 28. And then can you read the fine print, Bob?
This is what Kanye put up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The fine print says, Kid Cudi meant to play funeral but fearful of bottle throwers.
Kanye wrote that?
Sure did.
Gosh, he's kind of funny sometimes.
I know. I love it. If he just drop a banger of an album, dude, we're good. We're all back. Everybody's back. Just drop a banger of an album. That's it. We're all back. Even the Kid Cudi album wasn't that.
I'm fine with listening to the older stuff.
We got to get some. Somebody's got to have some new shit. Someone out there has got to have some new shit. Beyonce sucked. Adele sucked. Like, all of it sucked. We don't have anything. Lumineers was the only. That's probably the best album I've heard this year, front to back.
MGK's new album's pretty good.
Oh my god, dude! My god. Somebody had a meme that said they took the machine gun out of Kelly and just left him as Kelly, and now he's got pink hair and the whole fucking thing, which is probably true. Now with Skeet Davidson,
try not to sing along. That's all I ask you.
Right. With Skeet Davidson, I want this to go down. Like, I want to see. We're in the age of that. It happens like once every 10 years where a celebrity goes through something like this, and
I don't want him to die. I just want to stop seeing shows and movies loosely based on his life, which is the new thing that's coming out. What is it called?
I don't want to see him in anything. I don't want to see him in commercials.
So Lorne Michaels is producing his next thing.
Yeah. He's going to star as a fictional version.
Again, he's done
himself.
This three times already.
What was the, so there was the movie.
Yeah, the Long Island movie.
So now King it's Staten a show.
Island. King of Staten Island.
There was a movie on Hulu too that I watched.
Bob, just like the newest show that's coming out.
It's tentatively titled Bupkis.
Yeah, Bupkis. So this is the new, and it's a show, episodic, and loosely based on his life.
Well, here, let me tell you exactly how Deadline describes it.
Please, Bob.
Sure.
Because you're going to not want to fucking blow your brains out hearing these adjectives.
Sure.
Look, like that's what I'm saying. Like, he can live. I want Pete Davidson to live, but yeah. I want us to stop being so fascinated with the fact that his dad died in 9/11. Like,
right.
It happened to a lot of people.
Yeah.
4,000. Around 4,000.
Okay. So
people,
like, yeah. Okay. So never forget all of that. I don't mind forgetting. We can be done with his story. Go ahead.
Bupkis is described as a raw, unflinching, fictionalized version of Pete Davidson's real life.
Okay.
It'll include a mixture of grounded storytelling with, though, get ready for it, some absurd elements.
Depicting
an unfiltered view through Pete's eyes.
Oh, his butthole eyes. Yeah. Is it just going to be shit?
Again, though,
out?
Again, I've already seen this and it's super boring.
Two movies,
and stand up specials about his life, and it's fucking boring.
Yeah. I'm all done with it.
Great kid. I'm happy for him to be a millionaire and own these cool bars and be fucking whatever. I'm fine with that. But what, I'm tired of the story. The other thing
what
is the unfilteredness.
Lorne Michaels.
He loves him.
Why?
He loves him.
He was terrible on SNL.
Look, Lorne knows a cash cow. People are going to watch this fucking show. They're going to watch it.
I don't think
100%
so.
They will. Yes, they will.
Pete Davidson is the most famous person from SNL.
Yes.
Since Will Ferrell.
Lorne Michaels follows
maybe.
The money.
Maybe.
Famous. Now, maybe no, that's it. Famous.
Yep. No. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. That might be true, actually. It has nothing to do with talent whatsoever. Now we're just back in the fame thing again, where it's just like, hey, yeah, he's famous, but you wouldn't even rank him in the top 150 cast members of all time. I'm dead serious. He wouldn't be in the top 150.
I think that's
fame.
I think that's fair. I think he's on the bubble for that. But yeah.
People giving you money for stuff is no longer based on talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally based on how much people are talking about you. And that's been happening for a long time.
Like,
so don't be surprised by
I
that.
Guess.
Not even likability. I mean, you don't even, literally people just need to be talking about you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Talking about you.
Yeah, for real. For real. I totally agree.
But anyway.
We got some sponsors real quick. And then we'll come back to this. There is a very ironic sponsor today, which is amazing. Right after Ghost Bed.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't want to shame like the therapy of it all. Because it's like, that's not something
I'm not shaming anyone for it. Okay. I just predicted it is all. That's with Skeet Davidson. I predicted it. Because there's nowhere to go. That was Mount Rushmore. That was it. Who's left on that?
Right.
Like, can you name one woman who would be left?
Yes.
Who?
One he can top Kim Kardashian with?
Yes.
There's only one.
Don't say Amber Heard.
There's two. No.
Who? Who do you got?
I'm going to say my number one is Michelle
Oprah.
Obama.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, going to fuck Michelle Obama.
I was going to say Hillary.
Or honestly, either the Obama daughters, I guess.
Malia.
Oh,
no,
there
she's,
you go.
She's dating a 50-year-old man right now that kind of looks
Pete's
like her
coming.
Father.
The other one I would say is he just finishes off the Queen of England.
Oh.
That'd be nice. Fucked her to death.
Maybe a Markle, because Markle and Harry are breaking up.
And honestly,
at some point.
Does he look that different from Prince Philip? Like, he could just wander in. Like, they both look dead.
Both are ugly as shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She could just be like, I'm back. He could be like, I'm back, dear. Yeah.
Oh.
But realistically, who, and we'll go around the circle. Who's the hottest woman left after Kim Kardashian? Who is it? In your opinion, who would it be?
I don't think, first off, I think Ariana Grande and Kate Beckinsale are way more attractive than Kim Kardashian.
For sure, Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale,
top.
Yes, but he's already got Kate Beckinsale. She's out. Ariana Grande, that's a very childlike answer. I would expect that out of Giorgio, not you. Okay, anybody who says Ariana Grande or Natalie Portman still has like a, they're on the brink kind of fetish.
Natalie Portman's like 45.
I know, but she still looks young. Like,
and you've been liking her since she was too young, so don't fucking lie.
You loved her since Beautiful Girls, you fucking
You loved her
bag.
Since The Professional.
The Professional, yeah. So, you know what? I was watching that as a 10-year-old, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Fair.
Mars
Fair.
Attacks.
Fair. Fair. I had a crush on Willow when I was the same size as him. Yep.
Mine is terrible because she grew up to be a horrible person. It was Alyssa
Milano.
Yeah, she was my fave.
Yeah, it's actually poetic. But anyway,
I know, right? But who's after her? Who's the hottest?
So you have to combine. It's not just hotness,
it's influence.
Right? It's influence. It's a celebrity factor. I don't know. Like, who's bigger than a Kardashian in America?
No one.
They're essentially the royal family.
I know.
It would have to be like literally like Ivanka Trump or something like that. Yeah. Or Tiffany Trump, he just starts banging out Tiffany
there
Trump.
There you go. I am saying maybe
both are married.
Maybe a
yeah.
Markle
yeah.
or a J-Lo because Ben is fucking up. Maybe a J-Lo?
Mm. Or I guess it would have, I mean, like Rihanna's a billionaire now.
Yeah, but she's married with kids. Like dude,
throw
everybody's
that,
married.
Throw these rings out the window.
Yeah, who knows? ASAP Rocky could be in jail sometime soon.
I don't know.
That's not lasting.
Yeah, that's not lasting. There's no one else. This is why he's in urgent therapy.
Trauma.
Urgent trauma therapy, whatever it is. There's nowhere to go. Like, his list was incredible, and I'll give him that. He is untalented as fuck, but goddamn, his fuck list was insane. I mean, absolutely insane. And I will give him that. One of the
Amber
best
Rose?
Stick men in the business.
Who is one that like Kanye, the one Kanye really liked?
Amber Rose.
Oh, I thought, I mean, it seems like it's Kim.
Well, no, it is Kim now, but Amber Rose right before that.
Yeah.
So look, if he wants to do that, maybe.
That might be a good one.
Yeah.
That might be a good one.
Maybe, maybe. But other than that, like I'm drawing a blank, and I'm sure he is too. I'm sure he went back, pulled out a notepad, started writing down names, and just stopped. Like that pen never hit the page. It was like, shit, where do I go after Kim Kardashian? That's it. Peaked too soon. Skeet peaked too soon. Now he's got nowhere to go but down. I'm sure he's talking that to his therapist right now. No. Where do I go?
No, I'm sure.
Who do I fuck?
No.
What do I do after banging all these girls? I don't have Kim Kardashian anymore.
Was that him? Was that Pete?
Who fucking knows?
That was good.
That's
that
off
was
the
good.
Cuff.
Was it?
That's off the cuff. I've never done a skeet before. But that's probably the convo right now. Where do you?
Well, where do I go? Who do I fuck?
Oprah?
I said Oprah already, Delco.
Does anybody want to picture that, though?
No.
No.
Is she even...
A Paula Deen, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart.
No. No.
Dolezel.
Why not?
Now, look.
Stacey Abrams.
No, here's the real deal that you're going to hate, Ross, is that, like, in a month, you're going to be, like, here again, being like, how in the fuck does this guy... keep failing upwards. He's
talent.
Gonna be yep. with the hottest chick, and you're gonna be again saying, "How does this happen?"
I have an obvious one.
It's never gonna end.
T-Swift.
Oh, ooh. Shit!
If he rebounds with Taylor Swift, it's over.
Bang! There it is. That's where there's wow.
Courtney? No, not Courtney. Who's the other one? Chloe? Maybe?
No, you can't. Chloe? You can't go in the same family.
Yeah, you can't.
That's not gonna work out.
And that's the that's downgrading
ever...
in the family.
Delco nailed it. It's Taylor Swift. That's it. That's the only option at this point. And I think she's had somebody for 5-6 years or whatever. And they've got cats. Like, but that, yeah. Swift would do it for sure. But that's it. I mean, you're Adele, maybe?
No. Nah. That doesn't piss anybody off. Do you know what I mean?
Like, Taylor Swift would do it.
Yeah.
Well, we found our answer. Proud of you, Delco.
Very good.
We put our heads together and we came up with a goddamn answer for Skeet.
Yeah, I'm really...
Send Taylor Swift. Just slide that name over to his therapist and say, hey, Skeet, relax. All I need you to do is start fucking Taylor Swift and you'll be back again, okay?
Proud.
And then she writes like maybe the best song ever after.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Where does she live? How do I get a hold of Taylor Swift? Yeesh.
It's got an Adam Sandler vibe.
It's got a whole Gilbert Godfrey to it. That's
his whole bit.
And then the butthole eyes. We got sponsors who put the show on the air. Somehow.
Surprise.
Every day it's a miracle. GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Now, look. Pete's not having sex in a ghost bed anymore with Kim Kardashian.
No, he was, by the way.
He was, and we have confirmation of that, that they were boning in a 3D matrix mattress that is 50% off. I'm sure she used the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. One would imagine she did that at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. You know?
Yeah, I mean, even though she is the richest woman ever, she is that way.
Still loves the bargain.
She is that way because she has always found the bargains.
Yeah.
And does not pay more than she needs to pay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. For sure. If you want 40% off, you got to get that bundle package, dog. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together for an evening or a lifetime of pure sexual intensity. Put it up in book mode. Do more than read a book.
Yeah, you make it sort of like a liberator, huh?
Yeah, sure do.
Is that what those wedge things are called?
Sure are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, liberate yourself today. Get an adjustable base for GhostBed, okay? Crank it up. Turn the flashlights on. Get weird with it.
Yeah, turn the vibration
on. Yeah.
On the feet only.
It goes for a half hour, 30 minutes. That's a fun time. You don't have to put a quarter in the side of the bed. Just click the remote and then put that remote inside your partner.
Yeah, I have to put the vibration on my feet only because my brain is too small and it shakes around in my head.
And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it. It sounds like an old nickel in a rusty Folgers can. Clink, 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 clink.
I just get a headache from the
brain just wobbling
around
back and
in
forth.
There, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 30% off the promo code Drinking Bros. Fill up the cart all the way to the top. pillows, sheets, mattresses, adjustable, whatever you can think of in there. The weighted blanket, put it in there, 30% off. And then at checkout, they're going to ask you if you want the 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there if you have decent credit at ghostbed.com/ringabros. If you check that box, you're walking out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/ringabros today. Next up, BetterHelp. BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.
Yep. BetterHelp.
Better H E L P.
And we know someone who could use it today. Okay.
Look.
We know someone who's. We all know people out there who could use BetterHelp. All right.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Can use therapy.
Including
everyone
myself.
Everyone can be better.
Yes.
Than the version that they are. Everyone can, you know, get through their days better. Organize their lives better,
yeah.
Be happier with therapy.
Including myself today.
I think most definitely and especially you.
Oh, yeah. I'm teetering here.
Mm-hmm.
Teetering on the edge here. So, yeah, I understand it. And if you're out there and you need to talk to somebody, BetterHelp is the place to do it. It's betterhelp.com/nooners. It's not a crisis hotline. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. Then you can schedule a weekly video or a phone session if you're worried about the video getting ripped, although it's very safe and secure. But me personally, I don't like talking on video.
Yeah.
And even the investor I just chatted with back there, it was a Zoom call and I got on the fucking video. I was like, I don't want to be on the goddamn video. He wasn't on it. And I was like, I like this guy already. So I understand not wanting to be on video. But getting therapy every week is easy. It takes just a few clicks on your laptop or phone. With therapy, it can take a few tries to find the right fit for you. BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp is a great way to invest in yourself. Visit their website and read the testimonials that are posted daily. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. So if you're out there and you're a therapist, BetterHelp is looking for you. They have a special offer for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/nooners. That is 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/nooners.
I think the other thing I want to say about this that makes it very appealing is you are matched with someone in 48 hours. So I know every time that I've been looking for a therapy, therapist. Mm-hmm. It's because like something's happening right then. And then you wait, you know, you can't get in to see a therapist for like 2 weeks. And then by then it's kind of like, okay, I don't really know. So this is something that if something's going on, you need to talk to someone, you can get paired with someone fairly quickly.
Right.
And just start either texting, calling, Zoom, whatever you choose, and just start talking to people. Because by the way, your friends are dumb. They're not going to be able to help you.
Right.
You need to talk to somebody that can kind of put you back on the right path. Carry on.
Yeah. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. 8% seltzers straight to your dome. People are going to Frugal McDougal in Tennessee and buying them out. And I like that.
I love that name.
So do I. The old Frugal McDougal. Pull up the store locator. This is hilarious, by the way. This is really, really funny. Scroll out, Bob, just so we can see the all the way out real quick. Just so we can see that number up there. How many locations is that?
Now, I believe I'm no mathematician, but I think that's the old 69.
There it is. Can we get a round of applause for that?
The most overrated 69 position.
69 stores in Tennessee. Pizza Bros. We're at Pizza Bros now in East Ridge,
Tennessee.
I love
Tennessee. That.
I've never been to Pizza Bros.
And seltzer? That sounds amazing right
no
now,
shit.
By the way.
Sigler's craft beer and cigars down there.
Have a cig.
All those wine places, those huge wine stores were there.
Mm.
Do whatever you want down there. Paul's Liquor in Cleveland, Tennessee. I've actually been to Cleveland,
Paul.
Tennessee.
Paul's a great guy.
Red Hot Liquors down there. We got a ton of them. We're everywhere in the state of Tennessee, for Christ's sakes. 69 locations. Knoxville, Clarksville. If you're in if you're in Kentucky, get down to Clarksville and buy them out, dude. There's two locations down in Clarksville, Memphis. So if you're in Arkansas, just drive over the border. There's a bunch in Memphis. Knoxville's pretty close to North Carolina and all that stuff. Go and buy out the Hard AF Seltzer for the rest of us dummies, including us in Texas. 41 states we deliver to. Damn it. I still have to get them straight to my fucking door here. So we can't keep them in stock. I want to open up Texas. We have the licenses for it. We need millions of cans. Millions of cans. We're working on it, kids. I know we've got a new state opening in about 3 to 4 weeks. That is exciting. And every single cent you spend online goes back into opening up one of these states. And then there, it's just regular price. Like that wine place I was telling you about in Knoxville. $17.99 for 12-pack of 8%. It's the same as fucking White Claw. And they're, what, 4.5 or 5?
Yep.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude.
Full of fake sugar and weird
shit. Yeah, dude. Zero carbs, zero sugars, zero gluten. Let's fucking go, dude. I wish I could get wrecked right now, to be honest with you.
Well, what's stopping you? You host Drinking Bros.
Sure. Sure.
Nobody would fault you. It wouldn't be a Haish situation, you know? People would be like, yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds about right. Ezra Miller's next on the docket today of celebrities who are just fucking shit up around the world. My God, man, is The Flash the greatest movie of all time? I don't think I've seen somebody get arrested this many times and not be canceled.
I know.
Now I want to see the goddamn movie. It must be phenomenal. They canceled Batgirl, and that was done.
I know.
This must be the next coming of Christ.
I know he's a great little actor. I do. I don't know if he's at the level where he can get away with doing all this stuff. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him in something in a really long time. I know the first thing I did see him in, I thought he was fucking great and interesting and cool and liked him.
Right.
Ever since then, I've only seen him beating up people in stores or mug shots or whatever. So I don't know.
What was
He's amazing.
Yeah. What was the movie, the Wallflower movie? That's what we
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah. So that's what we first saw him in. You and I think, saw that in theaters, I believe.
Maybe. I'd like to say we did.
Yeah, maybe
probably
we did. Maybe we didn't. But with that, he certainly was the standout of that movie, and we enjoyed it.
It was one of those moments where you go, oh, okay, that kid is going to do something. I didn't think it was going to be DC, you know what I mean? Or like comic book, you know, like I didn't think he was going to go that route, but I thought he was going to be something of like a star, a Robert Downey, an indie star, whatever.
Sure. But he's in Harry Potter's and now The Flash and all this other stuff. And then he just lost his mind. So he's kidnapped an Indian.
Yeah.
Tatanka Ironsides.
Tatanka Awashi.
Yeah, yeah. Taking her. She's gone. Started grooming her at 12, allegedly. And then they ran away together at 18, which is fun. Now, what he got charged with yesterday was felony burglary, which is crazy because it involves stealing alcohol. So
from somebody's house.
From somebody's house.
So I don't understand the felony.
Was it Pappy Van Winkle? Like, if it's over a certain dollar amount, I think it is a felony.
Well,
yeah. What's grand theft? $3,000.
I don't think it's
grand theft.
It's just felony burglary, which means
burglary
what?
Burglary is the felony, I thought.
It depends on how you do it, right? So is he armed? Is it?
Not sure.
Were there people there? Did
yeah.
he threaten people? I don't know. Because
not sure.
Literally just breaking and entering and stealing alcohol, I don't know if it would be worded this way. So like,
The whole thing is strange. Again, the studio has not canceled the film. At this point, it would almost be better if he was in jail and couldn't get arrested again, because then everybody would just shut the fuck up, right? And that's kind of what the studios wants right now, of like, all right, $200 million on the line. The movie's great. People are going to love it. It's going to bring a lot of money. Can we just put this kid in jail for like 2 years and just let us get through this and then kind of figure it out from there?
You know what's weird, though, is people really aren't talking about it that much. So
He's trending on Twitter
every
day.
He trends,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. For these things. And then people just kind of go, meh. And he's done so many crazy things at this point. It's almost like a conspiracy theorist where you're just like, what? What else did he? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
We're desensitized to Ezra Miller shit now, I think. And he doesn't actually trend for that long until he does something else. So people really quickly stop talking about him. Like, it'll be today and like tomorrow. Even like the, you know, the Indian and the thing, like beating up the people in the bars, whatever, like it really is kind of like a pop for a day. And somehow it kind of just, people are like, oh, Ezra.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And maybe he is doing the right thing by doing so many crazy things that nothing ends up being crazy.
Sure.
It's all just like him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would be canceled.
Yeah, it's fucking bizarre. So who knows? My only thought, again, is this is the greatest movie ever. That's it. Because if it was a piece of shit like Batgirl, I mean, they nuke that. That was $100 million they just threw in the trash, in the garbage can.
I don't see how it could be that good. Who's directing?
I don't know a DC movie that has been good in a very long time.
I mean, Bob, are you excited for it?
You guys are comic book guys. What's the last DC movie that's been any good?
I mean, none of them since the Nolan Batmans.
Right. And that was, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
This movie's directed by Andy Muschietti. I don't know who the fuck.
Because, like, Justice League sucked.
Yeah. Sucked. Suicide Squad sucked. Harley Quinn sucked. So
this guy who's directing The Flash, I mean, he directed the two new It movies.
Oh.
That's it, though.
Those did well, I think, right?
Yeah, the good. Stephen King movies?
Yeah,
I think people fucking loved those.
They were good.
It was Stranger Things 2.0, but yeah.
My kid, every time he passes a...
Pennywise.
He goes, "What's up, Pennywise?" He's never seen it.
Never seen it.
Just so you guys know, but like...
Everybody knows the clown in the red balloon.
Just really creepy every time we...
Yeah.
The drain thing, which isn't a lot. We live in a neighborhood, but... "What's up, Pennywise?" I'm like, dang, buddy. I was like, that's really funny, but also...
Super dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering like you don't even really know what you're talking about.
No.
You need to pay someone to be down, like Giorgio. Yeah, you need to put Giorgio in there to be like, "Hello."
Yeah, yeah. He'll never say it again, huh? Yeah, maybe I should fucking traumatize my kid, dude. Giorgio, you in?
Yeah, I will dress him up like Pennywise. Give him a red balloon.
Giorgio would never.
No, he wouldn't.
He likes Jax too much.
Yeah. No, I understand that. But yeah, I can't wait to see this goddamn thing. The one that I didn't want to see over the weekend, I saw on accident, was that Woodstock train wreck piece on Netflix.
Right.
Is it terrible that I watched it and I thought to myself, looks like a good time. I wish I was there.
We were kind of talking about that before. Now listen.
They didn't do anything differently, by the way, than the HBO movie and the same interviews and everything else.
Hmm.
That's how out of content every streaming platform is, that they're like, shit, dude, we don't have any money. So the same thing's going to happen to HBO, by the way. So that's happened to Netflix, where it's like, all right, is there a story that somebody else did that we can just kind of break it
cut up
and do
differently.
A documentary that's three parts, but it's the same exact story with the same exact people?
That's what I asked Jesse before the show. I was like, how many times can we make a documentary about the same thing?
Yeah.
What's the limit?
But that's
What's
where we're
the
at.
Limit?
So now we're getting into IP on documentaries, which is fucked up.
Right, but I don't even know if that's a thing. Like, Delco's right. Like, if you put it, you're going to get the Hulu people that don't have HBO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then
sure.
You go into like a Peacock person that never had HBO or Hulu
Peacock's
or whatever.
Out the door soon.
Yeah, that thing's going to die.
I like a Peacock.
Nobody watches Peacock. I've never seen you once get home and be like, ah.
What did I watch on Peacock? Watch something recently.
The last thing we watched on Peacock was a year ago. It was MacGruber.
Oh. Yeah, but I watched something else that was just on Peacock because they're doing that kind of shit. But no, you're right.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
That'll be gone soon. This Woodstock thing to me, because you got to see more of the concert footage in it,
mm-hmm.
I guess that was different. And looking back on it, I don't know what, because they were blaming like Fred Durst. They were like, oh man, or whatever. Easy target in this one, but let's face it, Limp Bizkit at that time was fucking massive, and they showed more footage of it. He put on an amazing show. I don't know what he wanted him to do. Like he knew they were going to burn the whole place down. The biggest song they had was "Give Me Something to Break," for Christ's sakes. Now, if people wanted to break shit, that's on their own. But that song was already famous before he got there.
But what they're doing there is what they always do. People that don't really understand how things are put together, like movies are made. They're like, Brad Pitt made the entire movie himself, right? Like, he wrote it, he produced it, like, they put everything on them, right? So the real problem with Woodstock, right, which they did shift it more to like Chili Peppers, Limp Bizkit, Korn, is because the actual people that threw the event and, you know, produced it, if you will, there was no water, there was no food, there was no security. It was like a fire fest. Like, they didn't fucking do it right. And then they had a bunch of bros come there, wasted. No, you know what I mean? And so, by the end of the night, Limp Bizkit isn't going to fucking save your event, dude. By the way, like, he's made his money. He's going to be... He's going to put on a fucking show.
Telecast all over the world. You're going to give the best performance you can possibly give. And so did Korn and all those other guys.
It's not his fault. I'm sure he was there all day too, being like, it's not my fucking job to like fix your event that you clearly fucked up.
But here's the other part of this. I don't know how much they fucked up. And here's why I say this. Looking back at it, they had plenty of food and drinks. However, they were charging for it. And people didn't want to pay the prices. They were like, the price is too high. Now, I'm going to name the price that they kept bitching about throughout the movie.
Okay.
For a bottle of water, it was $4.
At that time, in what, 99, 98?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
But it's doubled now. Like, when we go out now, if you're getting a bottle of water...
We're not talking about now.
I understand that, but it's the same thing. If you go to a festival and you're surprised that there's high prices for shit, why?
I don't think there was as many festivals at that time.
They had Lollapalooza. They did Woodstock in 94. This was the 99 event that they were talking about. And it was just like...
This was still the early festival days, though. This was Bonnaroo wasn't around yet.
This is like when actual poor people were going to festivals and not fucking Taylor Swift in the VIP. Like, well, this was actually the real deal.
We'll just say that then. It was a bunch of poor people who rioted, okay?
Because I think that's what the documentary said, right? It was a bunch of bros.
They said frat bros taking over. It's like, hey, dude, they've all got money. They've all got parents' money.
It was mud people.
Yeah.
It was mud people, and it was bros. They weren't frat bros, by the way. Nobody there went to college.
That's what they were saying on there. And,
I think
it was the
vibe.
You know what they let off with? The Miz. So I guess The Miz was there.
The Miz?
The dude from Real World. Now he's a wrestler in the WWE.
Okay.
He was a big Real World guy. Huge.
Okay.
And
I only remember Pac. Remember Pac?
Oh, no. Pac. Season one, I think. With The Miz, yeah, they put him like right when the doc starts of like, yeah, this is the fucking...
Oh.
This is the crowd that's here. And right. He was like the party fraternity guy, whatever.
Yeah.
I think he... Was he from Missouri?
Look, people used to party back then. They used to actually party.
Yes.
Not like, again, I'm going to reference Coachella where people think that that's an actual fucking party. By the way, it's not.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He was born in Parma, Ohio, and he actually was a Theta Chi at Miami U.
Ah, you don't say. Look at that.
Which is, so he was extremely frat.
So one person there went to college.
He was a big frat guy. But they let off with that, and they were like, yeah, fraternity bros and all that other shit. And we're just like, all right, cool. The other part, to me, the biggest issue with that festival was the heat. There was no shade anywhere.
I know, but whose fault is that?
Well, it's
God's. People putting on the fucking
event.
Blame
God. No, dude.
You need to have places for people to get out of the fucking sun. Or
they did their tents.
They're going to riot.
They had their own tents and everything else. And if you wanted to go back, great. If it's too hot for you, lay down or just leave the festival.
When have you ever told a drunk frat bro
never
to go back to his tent and he just goes, okay, bro, you're right, after being totally
never.
Fucking wasted. Thank you.
But you have to know that as well, where it's just like, all right, great. To me, that event, because they were showing the aftermath of it, they're like, oh my God, look at the carnage. And it looked like fucking something out of war.
No, it looked like Woodstock, like every
the
Woodstock.
The original Woodstock. Yeah. Look at the original Woodstock after they left. It was a fucking hellhole. They fucking stormed the gates, broke everything down. Like, they trashed the entire place the same as they did in 99.
Yeah.
So what
festival
do we,
people are trash.
Yeah, dude. So
they always have been.
Well, I don't understand why there's, oh
what,
my God.
Delco,
it's the culture.
You don't go to festivals, do you?
Yes, he does. And he's
no,
trash.
No, he goes to rich people ones.
No.
You go to ACL and stuff?
No. Bonnaroo.
No, yeah, I'm
Bonnaroo's
sorry, but
still expensive, bro.
By the way, Bonnaroo has turned into a rich people one.
Yeah,
so
dude.
What
you
else?
Camp.
You,
oh my
you
God.
Camp.
You glamp. You
yeah,
glamp.
You glamp is what
yes, you glamp, Delco.
No. No.
Hey, Delco. You're a glamper.
Tents. I'm not in a fucking trailer.
How much does it cost to go to Bonnaroo?
I don't know anymore.
That's because you're fucking rich.
$600 a ticket. That's why.
Now look.
$600. If you want VIP, you're looking at $950 for Bonnaroo. So.
There's no real festivals anymore.
Not that are
there
free.
There actually might be one that's like still trash people. It's in North Carolina. there's no real like good bands, but it really is for like old school trash people festival.
Oh, our buddy goes to that.
Yeah.
It's free, and then they
they really do camp, not glamp. Don't go.
I mean, every time I've gone to Bonnaroo, it's just a tent in the back of my truck. Like, that's it.
Sure.
Gosh.
Sure it is. Sure.
It's funny that he thinks that that's
I know. Really fucking roughing
it. Roughing it, bro.
Roughing it, dude.
You got a mattress back there?
No mattress.
Oh, what? All you're right on the bed?
A little sleeping bag, yeah.
A little sleeping bag on your metal truck?
On the bed, yeah. But also, you can't even be in the, like, it's so hot when Bonnaroo happens in the middle of the summer in Tennessee that, like, you can't sleep past 6:30 in the morning. You have to get up.
Because you're sweating, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just too fucking hot.
And that's what happened in Woodstock.
You don't have any foam pad or anything?
No.
No.
Don't fucking lie to me. A sleeping bag on top of your metal?
And a pillow.
You're lying. He's lying. Because he knows I'm not going to be able to check.
Following to Bonnaroo this year. Where is that right there? Where what picture is that, Bob?
This is just Bonnaroo. It's just Bonnaroo. Like a big tailgate.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's just tents.
It's not roughing it.
Look at that lady. She's so rich.
I've been camping, and this looks easier than normal. This looks like going on a float trip or something.
Yeah, sure.
It ain't roughing it.
You want to talk about shithole festivals? Giorgio could probably tell you about every single one of them in America.
No,
that's real people shit. Giorgio's living out in the woods, chewing on sticks at night.
Yeah,
that's some real people shit.
I highly recommend summer camp in Chillicothe, Illinois. Everyone camps in the woods, about 15,000 people.
Nope.
I think 3-day passes are $180.
It's Chillicothe, Illinois. What he's not telling you is that's just the town.
It's just
a couple of shanties in the woods.
And then people come every once in a while, and they're like, festival. And they're like, no.
They're like, the banjo man's back.
Yeah.
There's a Chillicothe in Ohio. It's got a paper mill in it. So whenever you hear a Chillicothe, chances are it's not great. It's not great, kids.
Right.
Next up, K-Fed gave a sweet-ass interview. Finally, he came out of hiding. I was surprised. All these years, I was like, dude, did he sign an NDA that he wouldn't talk about Britney Spears or anything else? Turns out it's a no, dog. Right. And he's been married for 9 years.
That's probably why.
I didn't know. Totally normal, by the way.
I'm sure his wife is not like wanting him to do a bunch of interviews about his ex-wife.
So he doesn't want to do any interviews. You can, pull up that picture top left, Bob. This is what he looks like today. That's K-Fed today.
It's fine.
It's fine.
That's exactly how the direction you thought K-Fed was going to go.
Not me. I thought he was going to end up dead. I did. I really did.
Oh,
like,
no,
I thought it was
going to
be a crazy like meth situation, like a... who's the kid from Terminator? Like an Edward Furlong situation. But turns out, pretty stand-up dude, has great kids. I know because they were in this article and they did, you know, pictures and everything with them. And the reason why he did the interview after all these years, it turns out, is their kids, him and Britney's kids, are entering high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tired of getting questions of like why their mom is buck naked on Instagram every single day. And his reply in there was like, dude, I'm doing this because I know it's going to be hard for them in high school. And they're going to have to answer these fucking questions every single goddamn day about their.
And how does this help
their
situation?
Mom and their thing or whatever.
Does K-Fed doing an interview help that situation?
So what he said was, just want to let everybody know, the kids have been taking a break from their mom. It's not like they're around this at all times. They're not shooting the video because everybody's asking who's shooting these fucking videos. They were like, dude, are they giving the camera to the kids? Like, what is it at this point? Or is she just putting a cell phone up in the ceiling?
It's Sam.
I don't know.
And
either
her
way,
assistant.
It's
she has this fat assistant
weird.
That does it for her.
Super
but anyway.
Weird. But she said, look, my kids are not involved. They didn't go to the wedding. They don't do any of the videos. They don't do any of the stuff. If they could, you know, have a normal high school, that'd be great. And that's about it. He also said that the dad, Jamie Spears, he goes, look, the whole Free Britney thing and all the other shit, he goes, I want to be totally honest about it. I think that dude actually saved her life. And I think she would probably be dead if they did not put her on a conservatorship. And
I don't think anyone denies that of it. I think the only thing in question was how far they actually took it. And you're going, you know, it's his word against hers at this point. But I think any rational person was like, now seeing what we see, she would not be alive. She wouldn't have ever hung out with her kids. Something really bad would have happened if she wasn't in a conservatorship, I think. And I think a lot of people think that. I think it just went a little bit too far. And when somebody makes a shit ton of money, they should be able to fucking spend it, I think.
Sure. I do too. But
so, but whatever. But yeah, I think that no one's denying that she would, he saved her life.
Right.
Made it so the only, I think it was, you can't ever see your kids again if you don't get in something like this. And they were like, all right, let's do it.
But after seeing all the shit we saw with him and that whole relationship and everything else, that's a guy I would have put money on who was going to do meth in a Walmart parking lot and, you know, stroke out at the age of like, you know, 38 or whatever. Like something bad was going to happen. It's the opposite. Dude seems pretty fucking normal and he's just a quiet dad. And the kids, though, look totally normal. I was just like, oh, shit. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. I mean, they got a stipend. And he used it well, sure. And good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. But by the way, I don't think anything, including an interview from their dad, is going to help them have a normal high school experience. That's just, that ship has fucking sailed, my
friend. I understand, but I understand, like, as a father, him doing it, at least, where you're just like, all right, let's try to...
For sure, but they may need to... move somewhere else. They may need to go to private. I mean, I don't know what needs to happen, but the only
not
way...
Not sure.
Yeah, but anyway.
Because the other part of this was the kids want to get in the entertainment industry, and...
Oof.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, let's...
don't do that.
Back away from that, okay? Definitely don't do that, but I think that was part of it, too, where they want to start their own... I guess they're about to start their own social media and everything else, and they're probably going to get bombarded with, hey, I just saw your mom with her pussy out on Instagram yesterday. So
yeah, I would definitely advise against them having social media right now. Or if they have it, just know it's not going to be sweet.
Do you block your mom so it doesn't show up in your feed?
No, I just think you need to warn, I mean, guess as a dad or society, whatever, just warn them, like, look, be on social media, obviously.
Yeah,
it's just not going to be a sweet place for you.
No, it sure isn't. Lastly here, James Franco's back. You can have sex with all your acting students and then just come back if you're a good enough actor.
But I've always said that.
Yeah, he's fine. It's gonna be fine.
Out of all the Me Too, it was like, who among us didn't have an acting teacher that tried to, like, have you do questionable scenes?
But the,
am I wrong?
The strange thing to me is, all right, you get an opportunity to come back, and then you come back as Castro. That's your character.
Sure.
Fidel Castro. Now, he's not Latino whatsoever, but he does kind of look like Castro. Like, put that picture up on screen, Bob.
Yeah. I think it's fucking uncanny.
So do I. I think it's a great casting.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo, though, came out and said, fuck this. It's another, you know, Hollywood role that's going to a white man who's not Latino, and they're probably going to try to humanize Fidel Castro.
How many times have Leguizamo played, like, Italian?
All the fucking time.
All the time. Like,
he played the second most famous Italian in history.
Yeah. Also,
Luigi.
Cubans are white.
Yeah.
Also, Cubans are white, he said.
So the family of Castro is speaking out, and they were like, no, you don't understand, by doing this you're actually blah blah blah. The whole fucking thing is like, I don't think this is gonna go. There's just no way. I think there will be too much backlash, and even if it does, I don't know what you do with this in theaters unless it's going to a streaming platform. But I think looks wise shit, that it's a great fucking call.
The beard is on its way, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Good for him.
So, you know, spend a few days in the sun, brown up a little bit, and I think he'll be fine. He's good to go. Yeah. He's already got olive skin in real life anyway, so just go to the pool for a few days and he'll be good to go. He won't have to even face paint, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying, they're not going to have to put brown makeup on him, all right?
Fidel Castro is not that brown.
Yeah, pop that picture up. He's a little brown. There's a little tint to that skin.
Same.
There's a little tint to that there.
I'm actually going to go so far as to say Franco is darker.
Yeah.
On a daily basis, probably, than Castro.
Maybe. Maybe.
He gets out a lot more.
Unless they cast Justin Trudeau, that would be the only other better casting, but that's his actual son. So you can say, hey, dude, this is blood. Even though he looks white, this is blood.
Sure.
You know, get Trudeau to play Castro. That'll be fun.
Wow. I just think this is fun. And I love a scraggly beard. So there you go.
So you're in. You're in for this. Let's do it.
Oh, I've always been.
And then a crazy update on, was it Bob's story last week on Crime Corner with the pilot who fell out of the thing?
No, was that was mine.
It was yours. Mine. Remember, okay. You were dueling.
That's we right. We did dueling crime corner. I forget. They all blend together these days. Turns out, homeboy was looking at damage done to the plane.
Yeah.
Stuck his head out and got sucked out of the plane, and that's how he died. Oh.
Which is so much worse. Like we were saying, it would have been a hero's jump if it was just like, man, fuck this, and just like jumped out.
Yep.
But now this is very tragic and sad.
I know. And I feel terrible about the story. We love to end on a dark note, though.
I do have some late breaking news.
Go ahead. What do you got, Bob?
It's official. Serena Williams has announced her retirement.
Yes. So I read that this morning. Not real surprised by that whatsoever.
She wasn't finishing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the kid, it was, let's face it. It was after the child, she never won again.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily having the child. I think it was having the child so late
in life.
Yeah. Like I don't think she was able to recover from it at that age. Like,
I feel attacked, but anyways.
You know what? Prove me wrong. Win a U.S. Open, Jesse.
She might.
Oh, no, I'm not the same. I'm never going to be the same.
Pickleball.
Ever. Pickleball. I don't even think I'm going to.
Yeah, just win a pickleball tournament.
I actually might. That's something I may be able to do.
Okay.
But I need to be able to get some practice time in with these fucking kids. But yeah, I think that's probably true. And she was she just didn't have it anymore. She didn't have that. The drive for it.
Yeah.
She has something else in her life that she loved more. I don't have that. But no, but I mean, I love them, but it's not like replacing my other passions.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
They've added to it, but I'm not being like, no more podcasting. I have something else in my life that I love more. Right?
Right. Right. No, for sure. For sure.
Anyways, I think this whole episode was about how I feel about my kids. And so we may need to cut it. I'm just tired. You know what it is, guys? I'm just tired.
Exhausted.
Obviously, I love them.
Yeah, you do.
A lot.
Mother of the year. Back to school party this weekend, too. You know?
Yeah.
That'll help you.
Yeah.
Getting them back into school. I think it's the kids are off for the summer, too. You know? I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I think the best way to like start not liking your kids is being around them a lot.
That's why the parents always throw a back to school party, and usually,
and we're all just like, get the fuck out of here. They want it too.
They want it too.
Kids crave
structure,
routine.
Yeah, you bet.
They don't know they do, but they do.
Oh, but they
the
do.
Reason why they're fucking going crazy.
Damn right. Going nuts.
Going nuts. They're not having fun. There's no way this is fun.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Bob, real quick. Serena, second best player of all time.
For what?
Second best female tennis player of all time.
She's the best tennis player of all time.
She's one behind.
A fucking chick from the 60s who she would obliterate.
Too bad.
Yeah, so is Jack better than Tiger?
I hate to say it, but yeah, he's not. He got the
18. But he's got to stick with that line of logic now, so...
Who?
You.
No. Yeah. If you want to be real about it, I don't think Serena was clean her entire career. So it's kind of like, if you want to compare her to somebody, I think Barry Bonds would be a better example. Was he the best baseball player of all time?
There's no smoke around Serena about that at all.
Bonds is for sure the best baseball player of all time.
Dan is giving you the look too.
What are you talking about?
Bob, do you not know the Panic Room story?
Bob,
are you what?
Bob,
do you not know the Panacrome story?
I don't care if people are clean.
I don't want them to be clean. That's widely known.
Yeah.
But I want them all to be on the same amount.
If you're going on the best juiced athletes of all time, yeah, she's one. And then you got to put Bonds at one as well. But to me, no. And that story where they showed up to drug test her and then she hid in the panic room with her tennis racket, fucking shut the door.
And to your point, Bob, I think that after having the kid, because she breastfed for like 5 years, like she couldn't do that
shit. Can't get on the juice anymore, brother. Yeah, you got to feed the kids. Man. So that's what happened to her career. She couldn't get back on the juice.
She had to raw dog.
No.
Yeah.
Raw dog the tennis court.
Yeah, because the other part about it is when you're back on the juice, you can't have more kids. And one of the reasons for her retirement today, she says she wants more kids. So, you know, it happens. Look, her fucking coach even told her, don't get married, have a baby. I mean, yes, he was dating her for 8 years before the guy from Reddit came into the picture. But yeah, I mean, I'd put her up there with Bonds, me personally.
Also, what's the line now? With modern day like supplements, nutrition.
Never tested pot. I'm looking at this now, like literally the second Google post that's on here is totalshape.com. Like,
she never tested positive, Bob, because she evaded every fucking test.
This is not even close to Bonds or anything like that. This is like...
Also, Bonds never proven.
Two sisters in the same family that structurally don't look anything like each other. You don't find that odd.
You've never seen a skinny brother and a fat brother? Like, what? That doesn't... What?
Are you calling her fat?
No, I'm saying their siblings look different all the time.
Yeah.
Have different body shapes
not
all the time.
Not that drastically different. Yes, all muscular the and time. Muscle structure wise?
I don't.
So you don't think Serena at all was on steroids?
I don't think she was doping anywhere near at a level. Like, she might have been on some sketchy stuff that every athlete's on, but she was not going full Bonds giant head type of shit.
Have you seen her in real life?
Have you?
Yes, I have.
And you, doctor, I know you spent a lot of time in the hospital, but I feel like you were asleep for most of it. I don't know how qualified you are.
I'll put it this way. I've seen Serena.
They're not liking it.
Oh, Bob's not liking it because his fucking hero did steroids. Who gives a shit? Like,
well, I mean,
who gives a shit that Bob?
If we're gonna draw the line,
I love Lance Armstrong as well. Dude, he did steroids.
You love Kobe. And Kobe sure did all the blood cycling.
It sure did. And I love Kobe, but is he one? No, he's not. Jordan is number one.
Yeah. Well,
same with Serena. She's number two.
Kareem's one.
I'll be happy to throw Kareem in there.
You guys save this, like,
throw Kareem in there.
Sports fighting for the next show?
Not at all. But when you're juicing that much and then you come off the juice after the baby and everything else, then you can't go back on it.
Right.
I find it weird she never won again.
Yeah, I would hate to think, like Bob, you're saying, I would hate to think that it's because she had a kid.
When did she have the kid?
She had
the kid 4 years. The kid is 5 years old, which is crazy. When you read her article, I didn't realize the child was 5 years old. She hasn't won in 5 years. That's nuts to me. But yeah, that's my thing. And then the story about her hiding in the panic room was infamous. That was a end all. It was a great story. Like, let's face it.
Yeah,
and she said they thought they were robbers coming in.
Yeah.
Sure.
Even though they were like calling and texting, letting her know that they
Told
were coming.
Her 50 times. Yeah.
It's an intruder. So
she did not win after she gave birth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She did win a Grand Slam pregnant.
She did. She was 7 weeks pregnant. So, yeah. But
you're not doping at that point.
I don't know.
No, but your hormones are
elevated. And like, dude, it's
winning a Grand Slam pregnant is insane.
I think that's insane. And that's why I have to say, like, I have to find another reason why, like, you can't have a fucking kid and be at least a year or two out, get back to what you were. Like, that just seems very sad to me as a mom, but maybe it's just fucking true and I need to, like, deal with it. I think there's many athletes that have had kids that have been able to go back into it. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Check it for women. I'm not really sure. But yeah, I think she was on the juice. I think Tiger was, to be honest with you. That body transformation was nuts to me. I think LeBron's been juicing for
all of your all favorite of athletes things. Did something.
I don't think Michael Jordan did.
It's the same as this. Okay. If you see a woman.
Mm-hmm.
With like amazing long thick hair, the kind where you're like, oh my god, like how do you have that?
Yeah,
it's fake.
It's fake,
right? Because it like naturally Jesse can spot doesn't
a weave anywhere.
It naturally doesn't occur. Like it's very rare to have someone with just like thick, amazing, super
long. For a white
long.
Woman, yes.
Right.
Most women, yeah. I mean,
very
white or
true.
Black.
Well, very true.
I mean, the best hair is probably like Native American or like Asians have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Native American, 100%. So 100%. Like Joanna Gaines, no weave.
Yeah.
But also, like, that's unattainable.
It is, yeah. That's got to be in your blood.
So it's the same kind of thing. If you see something that's defying all logic, like, in your mind, probably. Probably a little juice. Probably a little extension. Probably a little work done, you know what I mean?
But she was short of the record in my book. Sorry, it's not going to do it. There's number one. Jack, too. Tiger's was a different story. He just got... It's his own... Tiger was his own doing.
Yeah, because he wanted to be a Navy SEAL.
Look, that's...
Like a moron.
Still his own fault. And then the car accidents and all the other shit, that's still his own fault. And what do you do at that point? I think Greg Oden could have been a great center, but he got hurt. So what do you do?
Yeah, Oden was kind of just... He was too big.
Odin's problem is that he didn't do steroids.
Yeah.
You can't run around on that Frankenstein body without drugs.
Yeah, but even in her retirement speech, by the way, before we get out of here, she had said, look, I think everybody's dream was that I won Wimbledon, won this one, broke the record, and became the greatest of all time. So I think she's even admitted it at this point. And
I think she's also tied for open era. So Margaret Court has won... That is pre-open, which is basically like pre-modern era. So it'd be like if you counted, it'd be like if an NFL team counted NFL championships and Super Bowls type of situation.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it is what it is.
Tale as old as time for Jesse, you know?
Sure. I know it. Know it well. Anyways, Lord.
Well, who do we got on Drinking Bros today? Drinking Bros is going to be on fire today here. So stick around on the old used tubes for that. That'll probably get kicked off here in about 20 minutes. That'll be a real fun show. Something happened in Mar-a-Lago yesterday. We're going to get to the bottom of that on Drinking Bros today. In the meantime, thank you, everybody who's been going to iTunes and Spotify and rating the show and giving it a 5-star and a review and all that stuff. It really does help. And then we get these emails from like advertisers like, you got 10 new reviews this week. I get that like once a week. So really appreciate it. It's really all the advertisers care about, and it greatly helps the show. And then turn on the notifications on your phone for YouTube and stuff. Working with YouTube right now to kind of resolve these issues that we've been having as far as people being able to watch and everything else. And they said, look, some of your listeners have to click the bell in the right-hand corner and then go into notifications on your phone and just slide that over so you'll actually get the notifications on your phone. Tech-wise, even I can do it, and I'm a dummy with this stuff, okay? Jesse, fun show.
Yes.
Stay off the juice, all right? Stay off the juice.
Will do.
Unless you want to win a pickleball championship.
I'm gonna raw dog that. I bleed for this. You guys know that.
They're going to be televising it on CBS, and that's real. Just so you know, that's real. Pickleball is made it mainstream. Cornhole, not yet. Pickleball, though, has. It's going to be on CBS. Unbelievable. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.